That took care of that.
Yeah,
so, Jeremy just pulled an Ozzy Osbourne and bit the head off of a live bird.
Hey everybody, this is Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show, joining you after the Woodlake Estates group run. Some beautiful bird song in the background.
That is beautiful, isn't it?
Good Lord, as soon as I queue up, we got birds calling. But yeah, this was probably, well, I wouldn't say the most pathetic Sunday morning group run ever, because I think there's been a time where it's been just two of us. But we had four people out this morning for the Sunday morning group run. But I think last time it was a holiday of some sort that maybe everybody was for. This morning is just Sunday morning, and it's hot. So we had four people out. It was us three Thompsons and Chad Hidalgo. Some notable absences.
Chad, the beast, Hidalgo. He was running when we got here, and he's probably still running right now.
And he's always here, except on Wednesday nights, though.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to shoot those birds, I think.
Wow. Again, won't to stifle free speech.
It is amazing how well they come through on the podcast.
And we didn't hear them when we were just sitting here chatting.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so I tried this thing where you try and take the background noise out of the episode, but it ended up being pretty garbled. So our listeners will just have to enjoy the bird song. But yeah, race news. Coming up, we had some folks run the Blue Moon race, the Q50 Blue Moon race. Is that it? Fountain Blue? Bogachita last night.
The Q50 race?
Yeah. And I saw some pictures on Strava. Looks like they had a good time out there. Looks like, again, a couple of folks ran together. I know that Rodney and Amanda were out there, and then Patrick and Marini, and then I think Simon Claxton was out there. So a bunch of our Tangi running group. And then other race news, again, Fireman's 5K coming up on September the 9th, and Walk Run Roll race coming up on September 16th. September 23rd, you got a 5K at the Roseland Montessori School. And then September 30th, Walk for Kylie, a benefit. And then Jason said he saw some other race news. All right, hang on. We're going to pause this right here.
That took care of that.
Yeah, so,
Jeremy just pulled an Ozzy Osbourne and bit the head off of a live bird.
As soon as I got up, they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently,
if they start out, we just get you to
just
walk
put
around.
Put the gun away, Jeremy.
Anyway, Jason was about to give us some new race news that he picked up on the interwebs.
Christina Lee had posted the LaRonja Elementary School Glow Run. It's August the 31st. You sign in and pay
August
from
the 31st. That's like a Wednesday night.
It's before open house. I saw that on here.
I would not want to run a race before going to an open
house. It says, and I don't know if it's just for the kids. I'm not sure. It says 3:30 to 4:25. There's no prepay. You just show up and do it. Then it's before the open house. It says medals for first, second, and third place child. So maybe anybody can do it, but they only give the awards for that. I don't know. Wear your neon or glow-in-the-dark attire. Maybe the cheapest entry fee I've ever seen. $2 sign-up fee per person.
They're going to add a tax and a surcharge.
Comes out about $28. And then I saw another one, Live Oak High School 5K, October the 7th. You can sign up on run sign up. It's $35 for the 5K right
now.
That's
the day before
North Shore.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the other race. There's North Shore Half Marathon, 10 mile and 5K is October the 8th.
And the Saints run is on the 9th.
I only do local here. I mean, if y'all want to skip local stuff to go down to New Orleans for a Saints run. No. Saints kickoff run.
It will be
run.
My 10th Saints run. I looked it up. My 10th.
I'm going to be about my 3rd. I don't even know. 3rd or 4th run.
September the 9th, Saints kickoff run down in New Orleans, which is, I can't believe they're having another race down there. The city has just not been supportive of races. So.
What do you mean?
Like, I've heard Crescent City Classic is having trouble. I mean, they're just, city's not supporting. I mean, you know what we dealt with the Ford race, them not wanting us to come into the city.
Ah, okay. I mean, okay, so you talk
not necessarily
not the runners.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah, not, yeah. Not
you, have, you mean city officials.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we were running up on the river levee.
Right.
And they wouldn't let us come into the city. Kind of ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it's the fan base that we bring in. It's the crowds, you know, that's going to be there. That was part of it.
Yeah, now that we've advertised it, we've probably done a disservice to the city. Anyway, did you have other news you wanted to talk about first before you guys bash me for going to run a marathon?
No, not really.
I did think with Jeremy going to run this marathon that he could probably sign up and for that glow run in metal, since he goes for
yeah.
metal.
I'm a 40-year-old kid.
A child at heart.
Yeah.
Kids down.
Yeah. We talked about the dog days of summer, and you asked what that was exactly, so I decided to look it up for you and school you a little bit here. The dog days of summer occur between July 3rd and August 11th. Come from Greek mythology, named for Sirius, the dog star. Associated with the hottest, most uncomfortable part of summer, and blamed for intense heat, drought, sudden thunderstorms, laziness, fever, mad dogs, and bad luck. And in ancient Egypt, it caused the yearly flooding of the Nile. So, there's your dog days of summer.
But we're past it now.
Yeah, it's over.
August 11th.
Hey, look, 2 weeks, and then Labor Day's here, and summer's over, and they can take this heat and all this humidity, and you know, take it, please.
What day is Labor Day?
It's on a Monday.
It'll be September the...
First Monday in September.
4th. Okay. Because Catherine has a cross-country race on September the 2nd. Cross-country season coming up. September 2nd, kickoff race, I believe, at Highland Park for the Hannon cross-country team. But, yeah, this week is a race hype week for me. And this will be the episode in which you get to hear me being made fun of for going to run a marathon. But, no, I signed up this week. I've been talking about it for a while. Going to run the Millennium Meadows Marathon in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Did you Google, like, the slowest times in a marathon so you could go somewhere and...
No. I Googled marathons in August. Actually, there's a website that has all the marathons in the country listed throughout the year. And looking for ones that are official Boston qualifiers. So this one has a certified Boston qualifier route. So if I run under 3 hours and 10 minutes, it will be an official qualification. Don't know quite how I'm feeling about it. It's really hard to gauge your fitness when... So this morning's group run at 6:30 a.m., heat index was 90 degrees. It's kind of hard to tell what kind of shape you're really in when you're struggling through that every day. But no, I found this one. There was one in Milwaukee. I chose the one in Michigan because it looked like it'd be a little cooler and a little easier. You know, that's how I like to do things. But there was one in Milwaukee and one in Santa Rosa, California. But this one was kind of also one of the cheapest that I could do because you can get a direct flight into Chicago, and it's only a 3-hour drive from there. So it'll be...
Erica's going to chauffeur you around.
No, a solo.
Oh,
solo
wow.
Trip. I'm in and out. I'm going to see if I can visit my buddy Josh from high school on my way up there. But Erica was not feeling well last weekend, so just doing it solo, take it a little easier on her. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I went out and ran a time trial. Jason and I were talking about this morning, which I actually cut short and turned into a time to exhaustion run on Thursday. We did have some nice mornings this week, though.
Yeah, I had two great mornings this week.
But last weekend was a rough one, sleep-wise, and then cross-country season has started, so some early mornings. And then Wednesday night, I made the mistake of running at the group run, and it was still 95, even though the temps have been a little cooler. But I woke up Thursday morning after doing that and tried to run a time trial and just mentally wasn't quite there. But I ran 2.3 miles at about 6:17 a mile, which plugged into one of my online calculators and worked out to where it would be about 1950 something for a 5K. So yeah, I don't know, figured I'm gonna take a shot, go up there, try to do it. But yeah, don't know what to expect. It's told Jason though, there is next year be something to think about. Epic road trip. They have a marathon relay that we could go up and potentially win, you know. I said the three of us switching out behind the wheel, you know, drive up.
And even if we had to fly like you're doing.
Yeah.
You know.
If we book early, it's a possibility. But it's in a They do a number of marathons there. There's one 2 weeks later called the Last Chance Boston Qualifier. And Scott said he's gone up and run that one before, but it's in this park called Millennium Meadows Park or Sashia Park. And you run about a mile, and then you enter this loop, and it's six loops, and then you run a mile back to the finish. So for a marathon, you could trade off. I don't know if there's any rules about how much you trade off, but you could trade off a couple times in there. And it'd be nice. It's going to be nice to go somewhere. It's hard to imagine a place in the United States of America where it's going to be 50-something degrees next Sunday morning.
The thing I remember was taking when Josie moved to Connecticut, and we took her up there, and we stopped in Maryland. And I put on, we stayed at the hotel. And
yeah, because you're driving in the car, and it's the same temperature, and then all of a sudden you get out.
Well, I mean, when we got there, it was normal. That evening, we went and ate, checked into the hotel and all that. I got out there in the morning to run and walked out there. It was 52 degrees. It was August.
Yeah.
And I said, why is it a cold front? Oh, it's like this every morning. I don't...
And that's when you'd... And you'd... You wanted to move up there, but then you read the book Mystic River? Is that what happened?
Hey, if I ever disappear, that's probably where I would go to. That was a cool place.
Yeah, Mystic.
Mystic, Connecticut.
I don't know, though, because you still got to deal with the really cold winters. I don't want no snow.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to run a marathon at Grand Rapids in January, because you're talking maybe sub-zero sometimes. But
I'll take the heat.
But it seems like a popular place for running. I looked. I don't know if I'll be able to travel with. I'm going to bring it, but all of my race gels and stuff, I'm going to put in my carry-on bag. But I looked to make sure there were some running stores I could go get supplies if they cut me off at the security checkpoint and say, you can't bring all this.
I read a thing about race gels this week. The guy, we did the book a month or so ago. I'm reading another one of his books, and he was talking about how race gels are good, but he said some people talk about them like they're just the best thing. He said, but he's never seen a runner go into a restaurant
or a race
and
gels.
Look at the menu and go, no, you think I'll just have another race gel.
I have been reading, that is one of the things that I think probably has, Scott and I have talked about, has kind of botched me up in the past is not fueling well during a race. So I've been doing a lot of research on race gels and stuff. And I didn't realize this until the last marathon I ran, but when you're taking those thick, gooey race gels, you're supposed to be drinking water with it too. Like you can't absorb all that sugar without also taking in some water. But now they're making race gels that are, they supposedly bypass your stomach, go straight into your intestines. They're called hydrogels. And so I tried some of those, and they were disgusting. They're called Martin.
I haven't had any gel or anything like that.
It's like the texture of like chunky Jello, like if you can imagine that. But I found these. They're called Science and Sport isotonic gels, and they're supposed to be kind of like the same. I don't know, like the same solution as, you know, the inside of your body or whatever. So you're supposed to be able to take them without water. And I've been having some good runs with those. But it's just like this math problem of your body can store about 2,000 calories worth of energy. And then a marathon, if you're burning 100 calories a mile, it's 2,600 calories. So
you're coming up short somewhere right down the line.
So you got to be taking in at least about 600 calories. But for me, because I'm a little bit bigger for a marathon runner, sometimes I'm burning through 110, 125 calories a mile.
Well, here's what you ought to do. I mean,
take in more calories?
Well, so you got 2,000 stored up, correct?
Yeah.
Right at the starting line, get you like a Kentucky Fried Chicken breast, and just eat it right before you take off. So that's going to kick in another.
This would be an interesting experiment.
Yeah,
but it's not the one I'm going to run. We do have a family member who might would want to run that. You know?
Yeah, we do.
But no, you are. They do recommend right before the start of a race, take a gel, and then some people can take them every 20 minutes, every 30 minutes. They thought at one time that you could only take in 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrate in an hour, which is about 120 to 240 calories. But now they're saying with these new gels, you can take in up to 480 calories in an hour. So I'm going to be trying to take in quite a lot of calories.
I cannot do
early
that
on
texture.
In the race.
No,
well,
no.
See, the ones that I got, they're not the same. The isotonic gels are not the same texture.
And that stuff you squeeze out of that pack? God, that's terrible. What is that? What is that called?
It's gel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the gels were the...
They're the little things.
The chewable.
No, that's chews.
No, okay.
Shot box and that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can deal with a shot box. I can't do
my problem with those is I don't... While I'm running, I can't really chew well enough, so I don't even know if, like, I'm absorbing all those calories.
It was in Memphis or Baton Rouge. Hell, I don't remember because it was toward the end of the run. But they had a table with it. I knew I didn't want any of that. I got some water. Something the guy got one and squeezed it out, and it was coffee flavored.
Ugh,
and he just turned. He said it's coffee, and he just turned and just gagged.
They do make them. There are some flavors, like Goo makes a cola flavor that I think is really good.
I've never been able. I don't think I've ever.
I threw up the first marathon I did. I had never taken gels before, which they tell you never to do anything new on race day. But I'm like, I'm dying out on the course. I've run. I come out too fast. I'm dying on the course. I need some calories, so I start taking those gels. I threw up at the end.
Yeah, them gels never worked for me.
But the isotonic gels is not. They're not thick. They're they're slightly thicker than water, obviously, but they're not as thick as, you know, it's like a little thinner than like maple syrup or something like that.
There we go. Back down some maple syrup.
You need a goo, just maple syrup.
Bring some honey packets or something.
Bottle out here. You know?
So my goal is to take in, I'm going to try and take in at least 720 calories to cover at least the 600, and then if my stomach is doing all right, try and take in even a little bit more than that throughout the race. And so what that does, so the reason why you normally hit the wall at 20 miles is if you're burning 100 calories a mile, 20 miles is 2,000 calories, so that's basically what you have stored up.
Yeah.
So they say that's when the runner normally hits the wall. And if you're taking in calories during the race, that's how you kind of push the wall back to where you're not not kind of collapsing at the end. So yeah, that's my one big thing I'm trying to change, and then also trying to go somewhere cooler.
Smart idea.
I just wish I had known. So I've been watching the weather here to make sure we're not going to have a hurricane or something, but then also trying to make sure I was going to be in shape to go race.
I feel like for your other marathons, like your training was different than for this one.
Right.
This one kind of like you might go into this one a little looser.
Yeah, ready. Well, yeah, it's definitely relaxed because I don't know what's going to happen.
Legs a little fresh.
Maybe. I think the difference between training for this one and then training for marathons in the past has been that almost every run that...
I got you beat.
Oh, I don't know. Mark and I are comparing sweat here.
Come see this, Jay.
Look at me. Look. I keep a nice, tidy little area.
We'll take a picture of this.
It's disgusting.
It's impressive. It's like it combined. And it's just... It's going to get into pools.
It's like a river, yeah. Anyway, before Mark interrupted me, I think the difference between the training for this marathon and past marathons is I haven't run nearly as many miles, but almost every mile that I've run has felt hard.
Yeah.
You're going to go up there, you're going to do, I really think you're going to.
That's what I was just told him.
I'm going to kill it.
I think the training's been different. I told him I feel like his legs are a little fresher.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the key. You've been telling him that for years, and he don't listen.
If he qualifies,
okay,
then it will be because of the fresh legs.
Yeah. I mean, I have put in some.
And when you put the book out, finally, when you get it done, he will have to just give you
I've been kind of waiting for this because I knew he'd give in to the fresh legs.
My legs don't necessarily feel that fresh, especially not this morning. Uh-huh. But I just feel like every run has been challenging.
He ain't going to want to give you any credit. No. You hear that? My legs ain't fresh.
But I've had some good runs. I had a 20-miler I did under 8 minutes a mile back. That was before we went on vacation. So that was 5 weeks out from race day, maybe 4 weeks. And then I've been putting in some hard runs at the Wednesday night group run.
That Wednesday night group run has been great.
But I mean, it's been...
I am looking forward to winter when our work slows down and I can get out there again.
See, but I'm interested to see what happens with it because I thought that the hot weather would drive people away. I wonder if this group hates the cold.
I'm wondering because we had 14 or 15 this week.
Yeah, it was a good crowd.
And everybody, we was talking about that on our run. We was talking about how Rodney has, you know, gotten faster and... I mean, everybody out there.
Every time you say that, I picture our brother.
No, but that group, it's going to be interesting to see what they do at some of the 5Ks here in the fall.
You're talking about
Patrick
hating the cold and the heat Friday. I was in Baton Rouge on a job, and that attic was hot. So I go down to cool off, and I go sit in the van. It's 113.
Yeah.
Yeah.
113 degrees. And it felt good outside.
Yeah.
Man, it felt good compared to that attic.
But that's, I mean, we've been at the group run. It's like nights when it's 115 degrees. I've put in 5Ks at about 7 minutes a mile, which, you know, that's not on normal 5K pace. But I feel like I've been putting in good tempo run kind of work. I haven't been able to do as much intervals. But, like, every run feels hard.
Yeah.
So I do feel like there's a chance I could go up there and it'll be like taking a 40-pound weight off my back.
Yeah.
And then you know what it is after that.
You know what it is.
So I'm looking forward to it. Like Jason was just saying, I'm going to go in feeling pretty relaxed because I don't really know what to expect. I don't know if I'll run 3:10 to qualify for Boston, but I definitely think it could be a personal best in the marathon.
All right, so what is your personal best right now?
Right now it's 324 something.
Yeah.
324, 50 something. And that was the 25 degree 17 mile an hour wind Louisiana Marathon.
And what pace you gotta keep to reach the goal?
Technically it's 7:15 a mile, but every certified course has to add, so it's like 26.2215 or 125. So I'll probably try to run about 7:13 a mile, and then I don't know. Every marathon race you find might actually be a little longer than that. I'd love to be at 7:10, but technically I'm only supposed to have to run 7:15 a mile. So.
Well, good luck with that.
I've held that pace in a training run for 20 miles once, and I was not fueling well for that. So I'm hoping with good fueling, even if I crash out at mile 22, 23, 24,
right,
I'll still get a personal best probably. But I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to coming back and giving a recap on that. You guys will have to, I guess we'll have to do a...
Yeah, what we did today, just step back and let you have it, right?
Whatever we do next week, I don't know.
Figure that out.
We do need to get some interviews for our upcoming races. It's like I always think about that stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I need to do that, need to do that. And then you're like, but it's like 3 months away.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, Fireman's 5K is, what is that, 2 weeks?
I do hate that it's the same week
as the
Saints.
Right,
but I am looking forward to it.
Me too. I'm looking forward to the Saints.
Fireman's 5K. I know some of the Wednesday night groups said they're going to be out at that. I think Patrick said he's going to be there. And then maybe Amanda and Rodney are pushing and Heather's
walk-run-roll
race.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are.
So a lot of our local runners are going to be out.
I think Patrick might be pushing too.
You guys, if you guys are going to be there, y'all might need to bring the table or something.
Jay, are you going to be here next week?
Yeah.
You're going to be gone, right?
I'm going to be gone.
Why don't we open up for anybody who wants to show up for the run? Can we record it on my phone and send it to you and do the podcast that way?
Yeah.
I'll put together some kind of trivia, some kind of deal, and whoever wants to come do the run, hang out for the podcast. Because it's going to take three or four other people to fill in Jeremy's shoes.
Yeah.
I think there's a way on my watch that I can set up live tracking so you can give updates on my position possible.
Because I'll be like Garth if you hand it over to me.
But, yeah, we'll figure out whatever that does. But, yeah, we need to get set up for our local races. I won't be at any of them except North Shore because of cross country season, and I'll be recovering from a marathon now, so that'll make me feel a little bit better about having to miss some races. But Mark did say he was going to end the show with a joke. That's what I've been kind of stalling for. What am I waiting for here? Mark said this is the funniest joke he's heard in a long time.
Yeah, and it's, you know,
he said it's clean, so.
So all you people that fell asleep while Jeremy was talking, wake up. We're going to do a joke. All right.
You got your rim shot ready, Jeremy?
Guy walks into a bar.
Oh, here we go.
He orders 3 beers. Goes to a table, sits down. And he takes a sip out of one, sip out of the other. And he drinks them that way, just alternating one sip at a time out of each bottle. And he goes there for a few weeks, and the bartender's wondering what's going on. So finally asked him, he said, you know, your beer goes flat or gets warm while you're drinking it like that. Why don't you just order one at a time? He said, well, I just moved to town here. And me and my 2 brothers used to drink together. He said, and this is the ritual we do now. Still feels like we're drinking together. And the bartender said, yeah, that's cool. So goes on for a few months, and he comes in one night and he orders 2 beers, and he alternates drinking out of them, and that goes on for about a week, and finally the bartender stops and said, look man, I want to offer you my condolences. He said, I see that one of your brothers may have passed, you know. He goes, oh no, my brothers are fine. He said, why'd you start ordering 2 beers? He said, well, me and my wife joined a Baptist church and I had to give up drinking.
All right, anyway.
I'm sure I told you, if it bombed, it bombed.
I'm sure we offended somebody. But
God, I hope so.
It wasn't me. Anyway, until next time, I will be out next week, and we'll figure out what's going on, but I'll give a recap of my race at some point. But until next time, we'll catch you later from the Thompson Running Show.